successful by far ethnic minority in the Soviet Union. They're close to being a majority of doctors and professionals. So the Soviet Union really can't afford to let go of the Jews as much as they'd probably like to, because they're a thorn in their side. Anyway, to tie up this Beyond War thing, I just don't see how you can be against war and not be political. War is politics to the nth degree.
That's absolutely correct. What I'm talking about is getting involved in the political argument, that's not what I mean to say. I'm talking about getting involved in an active debate that will only serve to, I guess, bring your own strength down to the mediocre level that the people you're trying to upset are already at.
Well, this is Tom. I have no objection to the metaphysical aspect of Beyond War. We don't know whether this works or not. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. The point we're trying to make is that these organizations creep up out of nowhere. They have unlimited funding. And they sound to us who've done this research like they are really some kind of a disinformation front.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always have to look at that. Because if they are, then what they've really done is co-opt a tremendous amount of money and people's energy, which would otherwise going after the real culprits, the so-called military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a tactic that all intelligence agencies through all the Western nations use. They always set up groups to co-opt the money, the interest, and the energy of their adversaries.
Yeah.
And they just constantly keep the whole thing in the pot boiling, and people never know where they really are effective.
There's another group called Planetary Citizens. Are you familiar with them?
No, not really.
I would be interested if you do any research on them to find out what you think of their outfit.
Well, you know, Tom has these books here that we want to share with you, and you talk about the Soviet Union and problems there. He has this Hidden Terrors by Langeth, and they're talking about the terrorists, what the United States does, and this one, Dan Mitrione, and down in South America, in Uruguay, and the Bolera Secret, where this Commander Sikes of the Gestapo set up our Green Berets in North Carolina, an American swastika by Charles Higham. I think it's as important to become knowledgeable as it is about these things as it is to get to the Planetary Citizens, because these authors are pushing out books. Higham did one on Errol Flynn, which links right to the very period that Ronald Reagan was co-starring with him at Warner Brothers, and one was in the Gestapo and the other was meeting with really those types of people his whole life. Getting to the real facts, if you read the facts and cover these books, then you can confront people like Planetary Citizens. What do you think of this? How important is Fritz Kramer? How important is Henry Kissinger? And when they avoid all the issues of the people that are making the wars, you know their fronts. Once you become educated, isn't that true, Tom? If you become educated, then you know that these are fronts.
Well,
by your experience of reading, what do you think about it?
Okay.
Well, the acid test is the money. In Watergate, we were always told to follow the money. Now, I have no objection. There are all sorts of metaphysical groups. We used to call it occult. Around now, it's growing by leaps and bounds. The number of books in the field is growing tremendously. Book people, a wholesaler up in Berkeley, for example, is, I think, maybe two-thirds of their business is this type of book.
To make it esoteric.
But the question is, what do you think is going to be the result of all of this? Is it going to do what you really are in it
to
do?
What I see happening is I'm sure you're all familiar with the Aquarian Conspiracy book.
Sure, yep. Marilyn Ferguson.
Okay. What I see happening is through the personal transformations that are going on all over the world that are working positive effect on individuals and therefore groups, I see that as a new world order that's slowly eclipsing a dying one. And the dying one I'm talking about is the the people like Reagan and Kissinger and all these heavyweight jerks who are perpetuating all the problems on the planet for their own personal gain.
Yeah, but when you read that we can expect 100 million to die from AIDS shortly,
there's no
I don't
way
think
that they can
implicit.
Continue doing that before it falls in eventually, and it's going to be a real catastrophe. But I think that there's going to be people around after that who will be able to, I guess, build a newer society.
Well, have you been to Europe since World War II?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think from all the bombing and all the decimation and the millions that were killed, 20 million Russians plus how many in Europe altogether, 60 million were injured or replaced or damaged, did out of those ashes come any people that were enlightened to say we don't want any more weapons?
No, because they didn't change their I don't think they changed their outlook that war was an obsolete way of solving problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a point well taken. I think, Colin, we're going to free up the lines. We've got another one coming in. Thanks for the points, which are well taken. And I dare say, perhaps by way of summarizing, these groups are okay as far as they go in the right direction. Planetary Citizens, they have a planetary initiative, which is quite creative. And yet, the critique, I think, which is well taken, of co-optation is a real question. The key is what we're doing here is critical. There's precious little energy put into this work in terms of numbers. Charlie Reich's book, Consciousness 3, is another good example of a premise that basically assumed if everybody wore bell-bottoms or were to adopt the traits, then the world would change, the traits of an enlightened and new consciousness.
But that doesn't work.
Right.
And because
it doesn't go very far.
You know, I don't know when the first time it was tried, but the major event that we know of was the Christian religion, when Jesus Christ came on. This was what he was trying to do, and we've had 2,000 years of trying to change people, and it didn't work.
Rendering unto Caesar everything we have.
It didn't work, and I can't see that this is going to work now. However, I think we should study the metaphysical viewpoint from the point of science and find out really what the laws of nature are, and I have no quarrel with that.
Yeah. I think we know.
But these
already.
People, no, I don't think we know. I think there's an awful lot in the realm of physics that we don't know.
Actually, there's great hope in science
to explain, the nature of the universe and the energy in, and whether we can tap that energy and whether we can become
truth.
Independent people and so on. That's fine and dandy. But what's really happening is that these people, instead of doing their homework and studying the way things work, whether it be the nuts and bolts today or whether it be metaphysical, they just accept these kind of groups thinking that there's some kind of mystical power enough people can use, millions of people together, they think, can focus this mystical power, whatever it is, and cause these baddies to change. Well, I think it's going to take a lot more than that.
Agreed.
And rather than banking on that, I think we should really try to find out the way things work in terms that we understand.
Okay, Tom, this is a time to be active. We have a caller now. We can perhaps speak to that point. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
It was actually to a point you were speaking of earlier. I just wanted to second what had been said concerning the co-optation of the well-meaning groups.
Good, Dale. Yeah, that's...
I mean, the minute you become visible as an identifiable entity, even if you were started from a genuine grassroots... origin. The New Forum. I went out to their luncheon the other day. I happened to just turn on the radio to 5 minutes before a program was going to come on I wanted to listen to, and caught the last 5 minutes of an interview on Kazoo on community spirit of somebody who was a member of New Forum. I just got it in time to hear the name of the speaker and what he was going to talk about, and the fact that the talk was open. In other words, you didn't have to be a member of New Forum to go to it. And so I went out to it, and I must say, it's a marvelous example of that kind of thing. I was shocked by the 100% lily white composition of the group. I mean, there wasn't an Oriental, an Hispanic, with my freckles, I was probably the most colored person there. Speaker was good and so forth and so on, but they specifically apparently had some complaints from within the group after passing out a questionnaire that the socioeconomic and age membership was too narrowly focused, and requests were made that that should be broadened out. So in the interest of that, they had representatives there who they had them stand up and say their names of all the high schools on the peninsula. All the high schools on the peninsula, including one in Salinas, with the exception, of course, of Seaside High.
Yeah.
So
I went to a few of those lunches. I know exactly what you're saying.
I felt like, it was just they could barely stand letting me in because I wasn't going there to eat. I hadn't heard that it cost anything, and I didn't come prepared to.
I was probably the only Jew.
Yeah, I looked around and I said, I don't know, I can't tell a Jew from a non-Jew particularly, but it wouldn't be surprised if there weren't any Jews there either.
You can tell when they walk away from you.
Well, anyway, I put a bug in the ear of somebody I know that's in the Seaside school system about that.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
They'll send someone from the military, a high school kid from the military.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dale. All right, another call then here from, and this would be long distance. Hello, caller. You're on the air? Yes, hello.
Oh, is this John?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jeff. I'm with the San Jose Food Co-op, and I was listening to your the radio program, and I think there's a lot of talk about pessimism about what's happening around the world, and I think the validity of the fact that there is such a organization as KKUP or the San Jose Food Co-op really proves that things are not so bad as they appear to be. The reality that you're listening to this program right now, that you're listening to this kind of thing, I think is the validity and proof that there is hope, because I think that these kinds of organizations all over the world, there are organizations like this that are beginning to come forth and for example, the co-ops around the world, the whole worldwide cooperative movement, because I really believe firmly, that's why I'm involved with the San Jose Food Co-op, that cooperation is the answer. Cooperation versus selfishness and greed, the idea of cooperating together for the common good is, I believe, the answer. And I think there's a lot of movement happening around the world that is indicating that there is a change imminent very soon. And I think what's happening is what we're seeing is the last gasp of the old system before they go, before they die. They're trying to desperately to hold on to what is slipping between their fingers.
Well, as it slips,
it is slipping between their fingers. New systems are emerging.
Yeah, but as it slips through their greasy fingers, like when when Reagan's caught, then he brings in Frank Carlucci, who overthrew Brazil, had been in a military dictatorship for 22 years, where almost a million people died of starvation and police and torture, and he was ambassador to Portugal. It was had a coup also by the CIA, and whenever they're up against a wall, they have more power. I don't think you can be pessimistic. You have to believe that co-ops are better than Safeway or commercial markets. I agree with you, but you have to also know that right next door to you, Stanford just is building a $45 million hospital just for genetic research and altering that will involve diseases like AIDS, and $17.5 million comes from Hughes Medical Institute, which is all military-use aircraft, and they don't have to tell you anything about where they got the money or what their intent is. Hughes Medical Institute was from a little office down in Miami with a door front. And now they're all over this country pouring billions. So while you're running your food co-op, and I believe in all this natural food, and I'm a vegetarian, and I don't kid myself about the sprays, we still have a Monterey County Advanced Genetic Sciences wants to come in, part of Dow Chemical, Romanaz, and IG Farben, and put frostbite on our strawberries, the first genetically live bacteria anywhere in the world they want to put into Santa Cruz and Monterey County. So they come from Belgium and Sweden, and there's frost there. So we can have our co-ops, but where the food, you may not sell it or distribute it, but the people around you may be affected because they don't even know the effect or how far it travels. They're testing it now, not for frost, but how far it travels in the air. So you and I can eat the healthiest foods in the world and only buy from co-ops and stay away from the multinationals. And then all of a sudden there's these diseases that they put outside of San Francisco or in subways, and the healthiest people can get knocked down because unless you do your thing plus more.
Sure.
You have to think of yourself.
See, people cannot sit back when something is wrong in front of you in your own doorstep in Santa Clara County or wherever you may live, I totally agree, you have to do something about it.
Absolutely.
The question is, and the reality is, too, that one individual and a group of individuals have to be practical in the sense of what they can do as an individual. We can do a lot more than we have ever believed that we can do. I know that my limits are much more than I ever... We limit ourselves, and I know we can do a lot more, but I think it really does start with our own community. It starts with the individual living a life and being an example to others, and others will follow, too. And I think that, again, I'm optimistic because I really believe that things do, unfortunately, as it turns out, sometimes get worse before they get better.
And some things get worse and never recover.
Yeah, but I do believe that if you look at history, we are generally evolving toward a period of time in which things will get better. But
I think we're involved.
I'm an optimist.
Yeah, well, okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to add the input that I think there are organizations and systems that people, again, should find out about and get involved with. And the thing is, like what you're saying, what we have to do is we cannot sit back and we cannot allow this to go on any longer because this is a result of our own inactivity in allowing this to happen. We are responsible. We are the creators of this as much as they are in the sense that we did not do anything about it.
That's
we're just as guilty as they are for doing it if we don't do anything about it.
That's
so
right.
So in Germany, when that happened, the people that didn't do anything were just as guilty about it because they did not do anything about it. And that's my opinion on it. And
good point, sir.
Good programming. Keep it up. And I think the main thing is to keep people aware that we are responsible. We create this world by either creating it actively or by just not participating and allowing other people to do this evil. The evil that's happening, and again, I'm just optimistic because there are organizations like KKUP, like Co-op, alternative organizations that, if the word, if they can get the word out, if they can get people motivated, doing things on the not only the physical level, the spiritual level, because I believe it has to happen on all levels, spiritual and material. And
thanks, Jeff.
Anyway, thank you for the good program. I have to. Let other people call in, too.
Okay, some of us will see you at the co-op meeting tonight at 875 South First in San Jose. Keep up the good work.
No problem. And again, thank you for the program. Excellent. And the main thing is I just want to, because so often we feel so, after listening to this program, you may feel like what can I do about it? But I think if we can give people the information and motivate them, knowing and empowering them, that they can do something about it, that it's not hopeless, that here's the information, and here's what we now need to do, to remedy the problem.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. You know, let's leave people with what they can do to remedy the problem.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get the information out. The answer to apartheid is together love. And
amen.
Good flow. Okay. Right. Thank you, Jeff. We'll see you at the co-op. Okay. We have a caller who's been waiting here, and we'll get on the line. And
hello?
Yes, hello. You're on KKUP?
Oh, am I on the line?
Yes, you are.
Well, I think, you know, this is a bunch of crap, and last caller was so kind and everything, saying, boy, it's such a great show and everything, and you got three people saying really nothing, and...
Well, what can you say to add to it?
Huh? Yeah.
If we say nothing, what do you want
to
add?
There is a lot to be said, so help us do it, caller.
Everybody's, you know, people are trying to do what they can. I've been in politics, and I've been in some heavy, more radical politics, and I've been in these organizations that I hope you're not calling a front, which is Yon War and Planetary Citizens and Planetary Initiative. And I ran groups in them, and these are not CIA fronts at all or anything. They're regular people.
Does the CIA ever infiltrate them?
Who cares? They can infiltrate you. You know, it doesn't really matter. You know, the money is not coming from some off-the-wall place, and you're always trying to make a conspiracy out of everything.
Well, you don't know if it's $3 or $4 million where it came from at all. I don't matter what you worked there, where you worked, you have no account for $4 million.
For $4 million,
whatever the budget is.
You go around. What do you do? You go around saying Hitler was alive last month. Who cares about that? Give people a break. People are doing what they can do. To say that these organizations are drawing energy away from the real thing.
That's right.
One, it's arrogant. And the other is that it's not drawing anybody's energy because these people get in those organizations. They're not the type of person who's going to go out and be on the demonstration line and get into radical politics. And they don't have that much time for politics. These people are doing what they can, and these organizations at least are some structures that people can put a little bit of energy into.
You say Beyond War?
I'm not going to be running around doing politics the rest of their life. I've got to work. I've got to do some other things.
You mean war isn't political? Is that what you're saying?
What?
You're saying they don't have time for politics. You say war isn't political?
Well, of course war is political. We do got, I agree. The politics is where the action is, and to put our energy, like in Sonoma County, we stopped Bosco from on one of his votes for the MX missile by a demonstration in his office, and that was Planetary Initiative. But you know, you can get involved in political action to nth degree. I'm not saying to not do that. I recommend people to do that if you have the time. What I'm saying is that let's not discount what organizations and people are doing that they can.
What,
you know,
happened with the MX initiative after you did that? What happened with it? Did it go through?
It was with one of the votes where they wanted to fund it. It was a couple years ago.
But
you know,
now are they funding MX?
Hmm?
Are they? Isn't the money coming through now for the MX?
Okay, I'm not saying everything.
So
you know,
if one doesn't work, why not look at
the time.
If it didn't work, why not look at why it didn't work?
Well, I'm one person. My group was one little group. We didn't change the whole country.
No, but maybe you have to change your mind about what's important.
Okay, well then let's talk about what's important. But I'm saying is that what you were saying before was that you're implying that this is a waste of time or that these organizations...
No, you're reading words into us. No, not at all.
Let's get that clear.
You're implying that some of these organizations are, in a sense, fronts for wasting people's energy. And
no.
I disagree with that.
We're not.
Of the people who go to these things aren't going to go where you want them to go anywhere. They're not going to stop war either.
Get a clarification on this caller.
We don't mean to imply that. We're saying look out for the possibility that some groups are phony. Now, and I know where you're coming from, because if you put a lot of time and energy into a group, which is a front, you've been had, and that doesn't make anybody feel good.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying look at the group, see what they're doing, where their money is coming from in particular. Now,
and if they're accomplishing what they set out to do.
In your particular case, I commend you for going into this man's office. This is an effective use of political power by a small group. That's very good. But a great deal of what people do is not very effective. And we don't have near enough people, nor near enough time, nor near enough money to do what really needs to be done to counteract the military-industrial complex.
Right.
And also, another matter is that it isn't out of the way station to say whether or not Hitler died a month ago, because he had an idea that if I take South America, I can win North America. I don't even have to fight a war to take it over. And if he and his bankers had a goal for a 1,000-year Reich, and if a huge proportion, maybe several million people, are avowed to have that 1,000-year Reich, you have to go to the roots of what key positions they're in our Defense Department, in our hospitals and schools, and have security clearances at international banks. And if that was their stated goal, and if they are on the board of directors of corporations making weapons for the war, then is being alive is very symbolic for them. It gives them the impetus, besides the unlimited trillions of dollars, to do what his stated goal was. Nobody had a more clear goal than him. And no group of people had a stronger bond to his sort of destiny and him, stronger than yours for peace. It's a religious fanaticism, and they have followed it. So whether he lived or not is important to why we are polluted, or our banks are empty, or why we're unemployed and don't have clean air or water. Okay. It has a lot to do with his mind.
I'll get off the phone with what's important is certain political actions which are more effective, and I agree that just thinking about it in your room or in a group isn't going to change the world.
No, but thinking about whether or not he survived.
It starts with us.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give everybody credit then. Because
the world does not run by Nazis, May.
You don't know, do you? You don't know. Why are you so authoritative?
You're such a conspiracist. You're putting out all this information. That's distracting people.
Well, I'm saying to you, you call me, I'm listening to the book. I'll share up one book with you at a time. You read what I read.
I like a lot of what you say. I listen to your stuff, but this whole thing about
Nazis
are everywhere.
Hey, it's okay to...
or something. It's not,
share the facts.
It's okay to disagree with May. I frequently disagree with May. Just because you listen to May doesn't mean you have to agree with everything. Of course, she'd like that, but...
No, what I'm saying is read the same facts I do, that we can have a discussion. You can't throw something out as not true, that I say it's true and you say it's not, unless you read the government documents. Start with those.
Yeah.
Just start like the movie Project Paperclip that was on television last month.
Right.
And they, in the government documents show that the President of the United States said, don't bring in war criminals. And the Defense Department and Navy Intelligence brought them in and then went to Europe and destroyed their past records. That's a fact. You can't disagree with that if you don't cover that information of government documents. Disagree with the government documents. I'm only passing them on.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that a lot of people who haven't had the time or haven't taken the time to study all this that we have and all these books and publications and articles over the years, many, many years, and can recall this people, this information, a lot of people do feel sort of intimidated, and we really don't want them to feel that way. We just want them to study and listen to the facts and find out and do what they possibly can. Now, there are ways to be politically effective. And,
but these people try to intimidate themselves without any basis to stand on, not a fact.
Well, that's too bad. That is too bad. But we are really not trying to intimidate anybody, and we're not trying to make them believe everything the way we see it.
What you're trying to do is turn out information so that maybe they can get a different view than they were brought up with. Remember, there's no grammar school, high school, middle school, or college in this country that teaches this information.
Absolutely. We are trying to get them to broaden their horizons, to look at another explanation for what seemingly may be set and very understandable, but which may have many other ramifications to it.
Okay, you're tuned into Classroom KKUP, Cupertino here.
Hello?
We're trying to teach the highest.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Yes, hello, Phil.
Hi. I think that you've opened up kind of a peripheral can of worms, and the host should kind of volunteer to have a real show just on Beyond War sometime in the future.
I tried, and they wouldn't come.
And they wouldn't come. Mm-hmm. I think they're really foolish for not being political, but you can say that they are a little baby step of an advance over having people sit in their house and watch network TV.
Well, what I would do a broadcast with one of them showing my point of view and theirs and let you be deciding. I don't want the last word, and they shouldn't have it. One of the problems with a lot of these programs is that, like people having books on KGO or traveling around the country, they have one thing, and the host of the radio program or TV only lets them talk, and nobody can talk back to say, hey, what is your position? This is where you were. And one person from Beyond War should sit with one Mae Brussels and each show where we're coming from and let you see where the differences is and decide for yourself. Maybe both are necessary, but you should know the differences. It isn't a question of either or.
I appreciate what you're saying, and I agree. I just feel like your shows are on several stations with no opportunity for talk back either.
Yeah, but the channel, the NBC, ABC, and CBS, and CNN have all their time, and we don't talk back to them. So what I'm giving you, and furthermore, I'm not just doing it, but I do more than them. If you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, I'll give you my sources of information, and you look it up.
Okay.
I want you to grow, and there's so much saturation of the blah, blah news. Just start turning it on at 5 o'clock with CNN and get your Larry King and your McNeil Lair and just see if there's anything that overlaps with what I put on an hour a week and ask yourself, why aren't they the same programs? I'm using the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal. How come they're not even covering that material out of the very radical Wall Street Journal?
Right. That's a real good kind of segue to my second question. Just at the end of the last caller, you were getting into kind of more of an overview than I've ever heard you do. Could you take about 5 minutes and just give a? It's very difficult for someone to come into the to get interested and come into the study of the things that you do and the kinds of materials that Mr. Davis makes available. It's difficult to get into them because the little pieces are so overwhelming. One broadcast just kind of...
Okay, let me give you the answer to that.
Is your basic premise that our national security establishment after the war was taken over by ex-Nazis?
You got it. Well, not only Nazis. If you heard the first part of the program, Tom and I were talking about British intelligence in the rule of Sidney Reilly or the monarchies or the czarists.
No, don't start throwing out names. The kind of unrelated.
Let me tell you something. First of all, get a Q-tip and take the wax out of your ears and listen very carefully. The biggest.
I listen to these broadcasts
okay,
a lot.
The biggest cop out is
your basic premises.
Okay, wait a minute.
And about basic history as you see it, so that there's some foundation. Damn it, I'm a smart person, and I listen carefully. I listen to you, I listen on Sunday nights, and everything else. So don't tell me about any goddamn Q-tips.
Okay.
I want you to talk in basic terms.
Okay, I just want to address yourself to the question.
The audience involved.
Okay, let me get to the basic that is very important to this, that when people have trouble understanding, they say, you use too many names, it's too broad or vague. Now, you go plunk a dollar down in two machines and buy the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times today. And take your pen and underline every